21.
In my 50s, I bought the car of my dreams. 8 months later, they regulated petroleum products to commercial business only. Even if I still had it, the joy and pride of driving it was like water in my hands. The minor thrill only lasted a day or two. I can't even remember why I wanted it now.
It only took a few minutes of Charles staring at him for the little guy to realize that Charles could see him. Charles took those few minutes to observe him.
Caesar Beau.
Race, halfling. Class, magical thief. Level, 34.
Sounds familiar, but I can't place it.
The diminutive, dark-clothed man stood and dusted grass off before approaching. When he got close, he bowed and said,
"Honored Elder, I have retrieved Shadowcutter's shoes."
"Okay,"
Charles said and nodded, not quite sure what was happening. When a trade window opened up with a pair of sleek, dark brown loafers, Charles figured someone had taken pity on all the walking he was doing and gifted him a pair of nice shoes. Using a hand to take them from the screen, he turned and walked towards the cabin's porch. The short man followed behind him like a dog, but Charles was too focused on the task at hand. With extreme care, he slowly sat down and changed his shoes.
"I've got to be careful here. If I get used to doing it this fast in the game, I could accidentally hurt myself in real life. Still, though, only taking 20 minutes to change my shoes is a new record."
"You have equipped the Shadowcutter's Shadow Steppers. Shadowcutter's Shadow Steppers. Def 400. Plus 200 to sneak, hide, and move silently checks. Plus 300 to trap-finding skills when trap is located on the floor. M defense, 300. Item level 80. Level required, 30. Durability, 5,000 of 5,000.
The young man had been patient up until now, but he huffed when Charles started walking around to test the shoes out. They were surprisingly light, but weren't really as comfortable as he had hoped. Less comfortable than the starter shoes he'd had on. Charles sat back down and began taking them off. The young man hovered for a while before his hands started moving while he went through his menus. Charles interrupted him by handing the shoes back.
"Thank you, young man, for taking the time to come all this way to bring these to—"
Charles was rudely interrupted by the young man saying,
"Skip dialogue."
He paused for a moment, trying to digest what just happened.
"Did I just get shushed? That is just rude."
With a wave of his hand, Charles muttered,
"If you don't want to hear thanks, you don't have to be rude about it. Tell whoever you got these from that they weren't comfortable enough."
The man was standing there gaping at him when a screen popped up.
"You have offered a player the following quest. Threatening Overtones. The old man who asked you to steal the boots from the renowned master thief Shadowcutter, head of the Thieves Guild in the Kingdom of Helios, has further need for you. Following a harrowing adventure to find the hidden domain of an individual famed throughout the kingdom, only to discover Shadowcutter to be a revenant living in a tomb, you concocted a diabolical plan to distract and rob the undead's master suite. It was daringly successful, and, despite being hounded by thieves at every turn, you have managed to bring the old man the shoes he asked for. Unfortunately, the old man is not satisfied with the quality of these shoes, and asked you to return them, demanding better shoes from Shadowcutter. Long has Shadowcutter reigned as the best, and challengers only disappear. Shadowcutter has ears everywhere, and while he does not know why this old man insults his footwear, he already knows who you are. This is a solo quest, and cannot be accomplished as part of a party. Rewards, plus 5,000 fame, kingdom, plus 100 fame, continent, and please provide a reward. Penalty for failing quest, minus 500 fame, kingdom. Penalty for declining quest, minus 1,000 fame, kingdom. Time limit, please specify a time limit." Charles mentally cursed, not even reading the details.
"I thought the system was going to automatically do these for me. Is it because I did this one before I set it to automatic?"
Unsure what the system needed to get rid of the screen, Charles started thinking out rewards. He didn't have much in his pockets, wood slivers from whittling, junk in his inventory.
I could whittle something else, but I'm not sure I want to remind myself to do that.
With a thought, wood shavings were added to the quest reward and 30 days into the time limit. When the screen disappeared, Charles took a deep breath in relief.
Attention, Helios! Player Caesarbo has successfully stolen Shadowcutter's shoes. The risk, the rewards. Congratulations! +5,000 fame! Kingdom!
The young man glowed twice as he leveled. Charles was confused a little when he saw the announcement scroll through his vision.
This is a first. Wonder if I can turn it off.
Disable countrywide announcements? Yes, no.
Yes.
While Charles was nodding to turn off his announcements, he noticed the young man had turned pale when reading the quest he had been issued. Charles just didn't care.
It's time to go on that walk now. Nice fella, though. It was considerate to bring me a pair of shoes. Could stand to be a little more polite, though.